Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast, a podcast that understands you in ways that your old podcast never could. I'm your host, Pete Pollock, and this week on the show, Midnight Cowboy. What I believe to be the only rated X film to ever win Academy Award Best Picture. I believe that, and if it's not true, I'm going to keep on believing it, because that's just how we do things nowadays. More coming right up. Oh, that came up quick. So, Midnight Cowboy is it's a really weird film. I don't know that I've seen anything like it. Well, I probably have. In the 60s, late 60s, early 70s, there was a certain type of experimentation going on in cinema, and this film probably falls into that category with the weird visual effects and things happening, and it kind of ties into that whole era, I think. It's actually the story of John Voight, or the character played by John Voight, Joe Buck. And what an awesome name, huh? Joe Buck. You just can't get any more real, salty, down-to-earth Texan than Joe Buck. And Joe Buck is a young guy who needs to move on from his life. He's working as a dishwasher or something, in the local diner. And he doesn't have much of a life, and he decides he's going to go to New York City, and he's going to become a hustler. He's going to take rich women to bed and get paid to do it. That's a good career move, I guess. It's not entirely legal, but good career move, good work if you can get it. At least probably some of the time. Might be fun. I don't know. I've never done that. Probably never will. But he heads off to New York, and unfortunately he suffers the fate of many people who probably come from a small town and end up in the big city and don't really know much about how things are done in the big city. And it's probably a little worse for Joe Buck, because it's a movie, and, big cities maybe aren't that cruel in real life. Having grown up next to one, that's how I feel. But it is New York, it is the late 60s, early 70s, and he has a tough time. And he pretty much ends up penniless, almost, pretty close to immediately. And things are not working out for him. He gets taken by a con man, played by Dustin Hoffman, with an equally awesome name of Ratso Rizzo. Here's a tip for anybody listening. Never trust a guy named Ratso Rizzo, okay? Just going to throw that out there. You meet somebody, what's your name? Ratso Rizzo. Yeah, I think... you want to make some deals with me, get some financial stuff going on? Maybe not, okay? You're not touching my money, Ratso. I'm just going to say that. So he falls in with this Ratso Rizzo and gets taken for a ride. And, he ends up doing the homeless thing, sleeping in theaters, scrounging crackers at restaurants. He's got nothing except a decent set of clothes and his radio, which goes everywhere with him. Eventually, he meets up with Ratso again, because when Dustin Hoffman plays the antagonist in the beginning of the movie, you know that you're going to bump into him again, most likely, even back when Dustin Hoffman wasn't maybe the biggest star on the planet. But he meets him, and Dustin Hoffman's character, Ratso, he kind of takes a little pity on Joe and takes him in. He doesn't take him into much, though, because he's kind of homeless himself. But he is squatting in an apartment building that has running water for whatever reason. So he brings him in there, and together they work together to survive. Rip people off and steal food and just generally get by in the big city. Well, of course, they grow to become friends, and Joe never really gives up on his hope to become a hustler. But it doesn't really work out as successfully as he might dream. And he dreaming is something he does a lot. We learn most of his life through dreams and flashbacks. And his life in early years wasn't pretty. And probably some of the things that earned the film the X rating, I'm going to guess. Things where there's apparently some type of molestation going on. Rather scary, weird, and unfortunate molestation. If any molestation can be more scary, weird, and unfortunate than this, I have yet to see it. And there's some rape scenes, and they never really, and I think to the film's credit, they never really give you a pure flashback where you go, aha, this is exactly what happened in reality. Things kind of get mixed together, different people show up in different scenes, different things are suggested, and it really is dreamy. So you don't necessarily get his whole exact story, but that's fine. You know that he went through traumatic stuff. And Ratso, on the other hand, you don't really learn much about his past that way. You learn what he dreams for his future, and what he dreams is to go to Florida. And in his dreams, he's successful. He's running on the beach. His character is actually a cripple. He has a bad leg, and he's running on the beach. He's cooking for hundreds of people, and they're all diving on his food. Even though we learn from Joe that his food is pretty horrible, and these are his dreams. You know, he's living the good life under the palm trees. Well, I don't want to say what happens at the end, but at the end, the two men grow to be friends, and they head on down the line to Florida, and, you'll see what happens once you get to that point. As far as my rating for the film, I'm kind of going back and forth on this, and I do this more than I'd like. It's an interesting film, and it's definitely worth a see. So that moves it out of the skip it category for sure. And then, I don't know, the first half of the film, I think it's pretty cool. And you see these guys kind of getting together, and it really worked for me. For my money, the second half kind of meanders a little bit. Kind of like this review is probably doing. It meanders a little bit and maybe loses its point. I know this is taken from a book. Maybe there's stuff in the book that really fills it out a little bit more. I don't know. But for me, I'm going to say that it's a rent it. Definitely worth a see, but I'm not sure that I'm going to, it's one that I'd want to watch 50 times if it was sitting on my shelf. So that's what I'm going to say about this one. Definitely an interesting film. Definitely worth checking out. Next week, we are looking at Patton. George C. Scott and Patton. I've never seen this one either. It's a tough film, I'm sure. Tough and intense, because Patton was a tough and intense guy. He took no guff from anyone. That much we know. But what else do we know? Well, we will learn that next time. Until then, I am Pete Pollock. This is the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast. It is a production of the legendary Big Noisy Bug Media Empire, which also produces The Chico Walker Show, available at thechicowalkershow.com. Check that out if you like. Don't check it out if you don't. Until then, have a good week, everybody. See you soon.